Welcome to All Things Sweet, an online podcast series about baking sweet delicacies. I am Zoe Ansari, your weekly host for this series of podcasts that relate to home bakers testing their boundaries. Today, I will be taking the world by talking about the ins and outs of baking a double Oreo cake. Oreos are widely famous for its rich chocolate flavor and sweet cream filling, but pair those sweet babies with dulce de leche and whipped cream and you have yourself a whole nother world. Not only are the ingredients paired superbly, but they are layered twice, hence the name double Oreo cake. So let's begin with what you need and how much you need to prepare this amazing treat. Gather 2 cups of dulce de leche, 1/3 cup of chocolate shavings, 2 cups of whipped cream, 4 Oreo sleeves, and 1/4 cup butter. Sorry about that. Now, those of you who are fairly new may wonder about Oreo sleeves. They are simply a pack of Oreos, so you basically need 4 packs of Oreos. Also, you have the absolute freedom to make the dulce de leche and whipped cream by hand, but store-bought works just as fine. Now on to the baking part, or in this particular case, the assembling part, since baking in the oven is not required. First, grind all the Oreos in a food processor until it becomes fine consistency, then add the butter to the powder. Next, make a base layer from half of the Oreo concoction, add 1 cup of dulce de leche on top, and then add 1 cup of the whipped cream as another layer. Freeze the cake for 1 to 2 hours, then repeat the layers again from Oreo layer to dulce de leche to whipped cream layer, and then freeze again for another hour or so, or until firm. Finally, add the chocolate shavings on top of the cake and decorate the edge by laying whole Oreo cookies around the perimeter of the cake. There you have your no-bake double Oreo cake ready to serve and take over the party. Don't forget to join me again, same time, same day, next week, for another sweet-filled experience. Thank you for listening and have an amazingly sweet rest of the week.